Hi there, and thanks for tuning in to the Four-Eyed Radio Network. You're about to listen to another proud presentation brought to you by Revenge Lover Designs. Stand out from the crowd. For more information, visit RevengeLover.com and mention the podcast for 10% off of your order.
Ladies and gentlemen, ballers and shot callers, you might know him by the name Karen. He definitely wishes he was a bit taller, and his dick wasn't the size of a dilapidated dill pickle. Also, he stinks. It's Jazz!
He stinks. If he offers to make you a drink, just understand that you will wake up in gravel with an upsetting absence of lube in your butthole. And when he's sitting at home combing his beard, he reminisces of a better time when he would call himself Cletus and could buy human beings at auction. It's John.
Oh! Which one did your brother write? The drinks?
Both of them. I just edited them a smidge.
You did nothing!
I edited them a smidge. They were a little highbrow for your taste, so I had to bring them down.
Now, by highbrow, does that mean I don't understand things?
Yes.
You're absolutely right.
Yep.
You're absolutely right.
I brought it down a smidge, but that, yes, my brother did contribute to those, as that is his favorite part of the podcast.
Well, I like that. I'm glad he could get involved. Next time, I'll roast him. It's going to be about diarrhea, Jason, and how you have it a lot.
I don't know if he has it a lot.
He doesn't, because he eats right.
He's forced to eat right.
It's awful. Right. I probably should eat right, but I don't, hence all the diarrhea.
But I think if you were forced to eat right, you'd probably just kill yourself.
It is dilapidated, see? Joel's right. And you're right. But I said dilapidated.
It's like a dilapitato.
dilapitato
farm.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Glitches Get Stitches, episode 39.
Yes.
How many weeks in a year, Jeff? 52?
Enough. Yes.
We're at 39 weeks that we've done this. That's
no, we have a couple episodes extra too. Remember some special?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. So about like 40, you say 42?
42. I think we have three. Maybe.
We've almost been doing this for a year, guys. Raymond, what's up? So we're back. We're getting back in the groove of things. Glitches Get Stitches podcast. We used to do it every week because we were excited. Now depression has taken over. We have nowhere to run anymore.
Except to the bar.
Except for the bar. Anyway, you can find us on Facebook, right?
Yeah, I would hope so.
Make sure you...
But, I mean, we are streaming to Facebook right now, so...
Go to Facebook, like us, love us, want more of us, share us.
I tried so hard.
That's a song, right?
Right? Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was continuing the
Bearded song. Dragons.
Ooh, I like that. Mm. That's pretty good.
That's our band name if we were a band.
No, it'd be something way gayer.
Queefing Dragons?
Mm-hmm. Bearded Quaps?
Bearded Quaps? Something along the lines of...
We'll get back to it.
Yeah. We'll put that on the back part of the stove, I believe is the saying. Put it on the back part of the stove and yes. Let it cook for a little couple of hours.
And forget about it, and then your house burns down.
That's true. Anyway, we're on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. But that's just, you know, if you want to like kind of get to know us. If you really want to get to know us and watch the podcast, that's where you go to Spotify.
The only platform that exists in the entire
world.
The
main platform
that exists. If we could stream video games to Spotify... That's where we'd be streaming them, because they're just...
Also on YouTube when Jeff does his job.
When I feel like it.
And then iTunes. We're on iTunes.
Yeah.
We are on iTunes.
I hope Eric's still doing that.
I think so. And I think we're on one other one that we're forgetting. Google stuff.
There's Stitcher, Spreaker.
Let's check.
Well, I don't know, actually. Is Stitcher still the first episode only? Or do they ever fix it?
I forgot it. Stitcher, Spreaker, all that shit. Four-Eyed Radio Network is who hosts this.
That was the original.
That's better than the Bearded Drag Queens.
Ooh,
there you go. Wow. Let's cheers to everybody watching. So for those of you listening right now, we're doing a live stream from Facebook behind the scenes while we do this. I've got some good ideas about how I want to start doing live podcasts, and this is just the initial double up. Sorry, I listen to that song a lot at work.
Yeah.
It's a 90s theme.
It is.
I listen to that song a lot at work.
There's a lot of repeats that go on there.
I make a bet with the bartenders every time the DJ comes on for $40,000 that the first song will be Tupac, California Knows How to Party.
Is that the same, the one they do every time?
It hasn't been right since. I have been so wrong.
So you are in debt.
I have, honestly, why anyone listens to me when I talk is unfathom.
I believe that.
So back to the podcast.
It's also my belief. But yes.
Jeff, how are you doing this week? Right. I heard you had a rough little tussle with Chipotle. I think we should talk about it.
Jesus Christ.
You know, let's get it out of the way.
A rough tussle.
So Jeffrey, he calls me. He's crying.
I called. Yes, totally called John.
He's crying.
Crying. Naked.
I didn't know that. You called me. Well, you should have FaceTimed me. I told you, if you're naked, FaceTime.
You were streaming. I couldn't.
We could have done things. Anyway, okay, let's get back to Jeff's Chipotle. We'll call it a debacle.
Sure.
Jeff, tell us about it.
Tell us.
I want you to tell us about it.
The story was so insane, number one, that, I ordered Chipotle through their app to be delivered.
Yeah. What did you order?
What did I order that time? I probably got a bowl, burrito.
Chicken?
Chicken, delicious.
Oh, who orders the chicken from Chipotle? It's the wackest ass shit ever. Everybody does. You bodybuild?
Yeah.
You build your body up?
I didn't say what I was building it
to be. Cultivating mass?
Yep. It's going well, as you can see. So, thank you for asking, John. Jesus.
I don't know if you've noticed.
I don't know how you're cultivating
mass. I've gone down 2 dress sizes since I started working.
I don't know how you're cultivating mass.
Anyway, so you ordered some chicken
tacos? I ordered a bowl, a burrito bowl.
Mm-hmm. What happened?
And a drink, because you have to have a minimum to deliver. So you got to build up your order.
What's up, Jason?
They forgot my drink when they got here. So when your delivery or whatever is done on the app, it always pops up and says, hey, do you want to rate your experience? And I was like,
did you rate it a 1?
Sure. No. Delivery guy was cool, so I rated it, because usually those ratings will go based upon the delivery driver.
Yeah.
So I don't know if he messed up or the...
Maybe it wasn't on the ticket. Who knows?
Exactly.
So many things could have went awry in this predicament.
I'll do 1-star shy, and then I'll go, hey, it was great, but they forgot my drink.
Yeah.
And then I got an email from Brit.
From Brit!
I believe this was her name. Is that what it says? It was. She's all, hey, I'm sorry you had a bad experience. If you give us your address, we'll send you something to make up for it. I was like, oh, okay. And lo and behold, a few days later, I got a handwritten card. Handwritten card. From Brit.
Look at that. Avocado love. From Brit.
From Brit. For a free entree.
Dear Jeff, thanks for being fat and ordering from us 3 to 4 times a week.
She could have wrote whatever she wanted in there.
How much? And she gave you a gift card?
It's just a free entree gift card.
Oh, free entree gift card. Mm-hmm. Now that is guest satisfaction.
Satisfaction?
Is that a word?
It is now. We're using it. Trademark. Right here. Send it to the post box office.
Maybe I had 1 or 2 drinks, okay? Satisfaction? Is that also a word?
It is now.
What's the word I'm looking for? We're
creating words.
That's what I'm about. I'm a creator. I'm a content creator. Why can't I create my own words, Jeff? I'm a wordsmith.
So words is concluded in content? I guess that's it.
I don't need to hear this from you. So anyway, that's why... His name is Karen now.
Because I complained so hard like a Karen.
But honestly, it's an honor because my mom's name is Karen. So it's really, you got mad at it for a minute.
Are you saying I'm your mom?
Can Can I breastfeed from you?
You have. So
well, then, Mama, here I come. Sloppy. Jeff, did you watch the Super Bowl?
No.
All right.
John, did you watch the Super Bowl?
How was your week at work?
Just going down the bullet point checklist.
This is the first season of football. So I used to watch football a lot when I worked in
You say it's the bars. First season of football?
Huh?
You say it's the first season?
No, this is the first season of football. I didn't watch one football
game. Oh, you didn't watch
the whole entire time. Didn't watch it.
They didn't have it at the... They wouldn't play it at the dead.
Well, no, it was hockey all the time.
Well, they had, like, golf or basketball sometimes.
Well, I mean, like, but March. That's... I would kind... It would be peppered in between, you know, golf and hockey and stuff like that.
Peppered in between these nuts.
Exactly. But this is the first year I don't work at the Ice Den anymore. And I just,
Checking that if a keyboard replaces...
Hey, that's that typo, bro. Yeah. So I didn't watch one game the whole season. Don't know anything about who's playing.
Teams.
Cincinnati Bearcats versus Hawaiian Gorillas. I think. With Dan Marino. Laces out.
Nicole Kidman.
Yes. That was, I think, who was playing.
One of the coaches?
Yeah. So, I'm glad that's over with. Congratulations, football.
Congratulations, football winners.
Yeah. I hope that you have a better life now that you've done that. So let's move on. Jeff, how's streaming going?
It's going.
Jeff has broken all records of GGS the past month.
I did not break all the records.
In the past month.
Oh, for the month.
The lowest record breaking month. Yeah, Jeff broke it.
Yeah. 7 viewers.
But no. No, don't sell yourself short. 8.
8 viewers.
Million. No, I'm just kidding. He had 1,000 views playing The Witcher. Now, he got into The Witcher. I was really pushing for this because Witcher is Jeff's little baby. He loves it. Obviously, if you see his description, it says John hates it.
He does.
It's a funny little thing. No, that he does. You know, people come on when I'm streaming and it's like, why do you hate The Witcher? You know that's happened, right?
You know, well, did you tell them why you hate The Witcher?
I don't hate The Witcher.
You do.
I hate you.
So it's 2 things you hate.
No.
4 things you hate, girls.
I don't hate The Witcher, but... Yeah, they take it seriously.
You hate it like, so much.
I've gotten 3 death threats. What the Good. Hell you mean? One was from Henry Cavill.
Good. Then you should probably play it.
I've got nothing better to do.
You should probably play it then.
So we were pushing for GGS to play The Witcher. It's his baby. We used to play it when he spent the night with me and drink up all the damn Jaeger. You remember that? We'd drink up all the Jaeger.
So much Jaeger.
So much Jaeger. It was great. Cheers to the Jaeger.
Should have been here tonight. Mm-hmm. Someone left it at home.
Maybe next week.
Because Sonny kept crying, I'm on my Jaeger. Because John got her addicted by accidentally leaving it in her cereal.
That's the tale of old times.
That's how they grew up back in the 1800s.
So Jeff's been streaming The Witcher. How's it going for you?
It's great because it's a good game.
That is
you
a lovely
don't
game.
Like.
You've gotten the most action.
It's kind of amazing how much you dislike.
Are you past the point that me and you got when me and you played together?
Close. I do a lot of side stuff, so.
You should. How many streams do you think it will take for you to beat everything you're looking to beat? 64,000?
All of the streams.
You'll be 90 years old. And we just finished
the first expansion. I'm fine with that.
Here we go. Jason, we would love to do this with you. We could get you on the line right here and talk to you. Well, never mind. I'm using my phone right now. You're shit out of luck.
My phone.
I'm just kidding. It was a joke.
You don't have jokes, John.
Oh, I got jokes.
The only joke is that you don't like The Witcher.
Chipotle.
3. You want some Chipotle?
I have 2 jokes.
I'll order it right now. I'll order it right now,
John. I know we will.
We'll get it on the line. We'll get it delivered.
How's streaming going for me, you asked?
No. No one did. Did the chat? Anybody in the chat?
I think someone asked how streaming was going for
me.
I'll let you know.
Nope. No one did.
Phenomenal.
Okay.
I mean, just because I cry after every stream.
Right.
Doesn't mean it's going bad.
What does it mean?
It means I'm very excited I can't hold back my tears.
No, tears of joy.
Yeah.
Ooh. Okay.
So, remember a long time ago you were like, you'll never be able to play Sekiro. If you do play it for more than 10 hours, I'll S your D.
No, that wasn't a thing.
He said that.
I'm pretty sure he did.
I recorded it. Anyway, I have been streaming Sekiro amongst Overwatch, of course. Apex got a dope win the other day, by the way. That's on our YouTube if you want to check that out. It's spicy.
How dope was the win, John?
I shot like two dudes in one.
Ooh. Wow.
Yeah. But Sekiro, okay, you got to give me a little credit. I'm further than you thought I'd get.
You are further than I thought you would get. I can give you that.
Will I beat it? Honestly, I don't know. Are the bad guys hard as forget about it? Am I stuck at this one part? But I've tried 62 times, Jeff. I'm not.
62.
It's just so fun. It's a very fun game. When you come up as a ninja and slice someone's throat with a sword, that doesn't get old.
John, since you already showed it to me with the sound effects that I wanted to hear, if I played it now and they're not there.
What if I stand above you and every time you kill someone I go.
Then I would play it.
Well, at least we know what we're doing.
What? Is that what we're doing?
Yeah. Stream has been going good. We're up in numbers for the week. Jeff's been hitting hard with Witcher. Dakota. He's continuing his Dragon Ball Z quest.
Kakarot.
Kakarot? Mm-hmm. What does that mean?
That's Goku's name.
Kakarot is Goku's name? I thought Goku's name is Goku.
His born name. Kakarot. He got named Goku later.
By who? His parents?
No. Fun fact about pretty much most of the DBZ, the Dragon Ball characters in the lore.
They all had different names when they were born?
They're all pretty much named after vegetables.
Vegetables?
Kakarot.
So this guy's a carrot? Is there an onion? Onionator?
Vegeta.
Vegetable. Is this like a thing, or are you making this up?
That was a thing. There was, I'm trying to forget. But no, that was an actual
thing. Is this a thing?
That was an actual thing.
What about, old roast beefington?
I don't remember him. I don't remember that one.
Is that an enemy that they fight? No?
No. That wasn't one of them. A lot of them are named after vegetables, though. It's kind of funny.
We got Sir Platypus coming back tonight!
Is he tonight?
Yeah!
I saw the test stream yesterday.
He's coming back tonight! I mean, by the time you see this, it would be Friday. You would have already watched it.
Oh, so he's here Monday night.
The creator was learning English. That's what Joel just said. So you're right. That's confirmation.
Pretty close.
I just got high on knowledge right there. I just snorted a line of knowledge.
Oh my God, what's that like?
It's not like cocaine.
Not at all. Not a bit. Not a one.
So, this is where we pause to get into our trends with benefits. So go ahead and...
This is where we pause to get drinks.
Yeah, honestly, we're raging alcoholics and then we go get more drinks. But you... Mm-hmm. I'm going to take you guys for a little ride while I make me and Jeff some drinks. You pause that.
Oh, God.
Was that a rough one?
It's tail end. It was a little more than I thought it was going to be. It wasn't too bad. Mostly had to fart and queef at the same time, so everything just...
For quiff?
It was like taking a screenshot with my body. We hit all the buttons. Just... Oh, but we are still pausing.
Yeah, you pause that, but we don't pause. Oh,
I got pause.
You can't turn your phone while recording. Okay, so hold it like this while I go make me. Trends with benefits. This is where the stuff happens.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Car bomb. We're not doing car
bombs. Irish car bombs.
Oof. I did one of... You can ask, actually, Bill, about that story. No. I did one because there was a story to it. Back when I started drinking.
Yeah.
And I don't remember if I still lived in California or not, but I was still young, and I was just drinking kind of like whatever.
Yeah.
And I still knew, even then, I didn't like beer. I didn't like beer, and especially like Guinness or super dark beer.
Yeah.
Still didn't like. I went out with a bunch of friends, Bill included, and I forget, someone was like,
it tastes like chocolate milk.
Well, they're like, it tastes like chocolate milk. I'm like, no, it doesn't. I'm like, it
fucking, it has Guinness.
I'm like, it's Guinness. It doesn't fucking taste, just because you have a little shot of Bailey's doesn't mean it tastes like chocolate fucking milk. Fuck you. But then he was like, this other guy we knew, we kind of grew up with, it was kind of, and they're like, I had already drank a bunch, and they're like, oh, well, he does it. He's not a pussy like you. I was like, I'm not a fucking... I slammed it right there.
Back in the day.
I slammed the whole thing.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well... I ran to the bathroom immediately. Didn't throw up.
No?
I did a couple heaves. Didn't puke it up, though. So, nice. Came back out. Later, I did throw it up. Right then, I didn't. I
that happened.
Really upset.
All right. So, we're back with trends.
He actually just got home, so he wouldn't know what I was talking about.
Well, he ain't heard right now.
Until he'll open the door.
Trends and benefits. That's where we keep you guys up to date with what's going on in the entertainment world. Correct, Amanda?
Yes.
You know it. All right. I want to talk about a new show that came out on CBS All Access Streaming. Jeff, do you have this?
Nope. There's too many streaming services. I don't know.
But that's what they're all doing. Like, yeah. You know, NBC has taken Friends off and The Office off of Netflix so they can have their own streaming service.
Yep.
This is CBS's. I don't know what NBC's big show is going to be. Well, like, what do they have left?
Who knows?
Captain Planet.
Bring it back with Don Cheadle, maybe.
That's the best one. That's the best fucking one. Anyway, so CBS came out with their streaming platform. It is CBS All Access. Once you get a 7-day free trial, you can look at it. There is absolutely nothing there. There's the Star Trek show.
If you're a big fan of Star Trek, it's probably
that's CBS. I think that's all they have writing for them.
That's
because their main show, their front runner, is a show called Picard. And it is the story about Jean-Luc Picard, also Professor Xavier from X-Men.
James Stewart.
Even on the credits, it says Picard, played by Professor X. No one knows his real name.
No one knows.
Sean William Scott? That's not it.
No. Could be. Maybe. We'll get our top researchers on that one.
Yeah. We'll send out a blog later of nothing. Anyway, so... this is an answer to Disney Plus streaming The Mandalorian, which we'll be talking about later for our main segment.
Yeah.
But, let's just talk about it.
Let's just talk about it.
Disney Plus Mandalorian, but they have so much more content. They have the old school Spider-Man cartoons. They have the old school X-Men. They have all of the old Disney movies.
What's that that theme again, John? Do you know the X-Men theme? About how it went.
So they have so much content. Disney Plus is an absolute must buy. I would honestly recommend it to anyone. CBS came out with Picard, this new show, and they were like, they were at the meeting. They were like, all right, what should we add to the streaming? They're like, one dude was like, don't tell mom and babysitter's dead. They were like, it's a good one. What else? That's it.
Yeah, we've got...
That's it! Okay. Nothing else. There's Picard, and then Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead. For $5.99 without commercials a month. I mean, obviously I'm being facetious, but it's bad. Anyway, let's talk about Picard, okay? So this is they're trying to fight Disney's Mandalorian. Are you a fan of Star Trek, Jeff? Do you like the new movies?
I've only seen, I think, one... or two of the new movies. I liked it. I just never went.
So you were never a fan of the old ones?
I never watched the old ones, so I never. I wasn't the original series.
It wasn't that I hated it. I just never got into it, kind of thing. Yeah. Like, I liked the idea of it. I just never was nerded out by it. I was definitely into Star Wars a lot more.
Yeah.
As a kid growing up. So, Picard is good, though. Mm. Picard's good. Joel, you still there?
Can I say something?
Patrick Stewart. Yep.
Patrick Stewart.
Strick Pewart. Joel, have you watched it? Dude, it's good. It's good. Is it better than The Mandalorian? I say no. Carrie says yes. She's a Star Trek fan.
She's a Trekkie.
She's a Trekkie.
I like Patrick Smeart, as Joel puts it.
Yeah. It's good. Its story's good. The action's good. It's more like, it seems a little more sophisticated, like Star Trek would be.
Usually, yeah. It's like that, yeah.
Right? They got that kind of audience?
Oh, no, they do, yeah.
It's good, though. It's good. All right. I would recommend CBS only for Picard. After that, you're going to delete it and never watch it again until next season.
Actually, that's, I think, what a lot of people did with Disney Plus.
But
once the last episode of Mandalorian came out, they canceled their
series. But I think there will be 10 times as many to do this for CBS. Because what Disney Plus actually has content on there.
Well,
especially when we get into this next part.
Too many people love fucking Disney, so.
Especially when we get into this next part. Let's talk about the Super Bowl, Disney Plus commercial. Talk about Jeff, baby. Let's talk about his pee-pee. Let's talk about...
all the things it can't do and will never be.
Oh,
you're welcome, world.
Oh man, Joel said he has not watched it. You should. You should. No, are you Joel? Are you a Star Trek fan?
If you're a Star Trek fan, it might be worth. But also, wait until all the episodes come out.
But then here's the thing: I'm not really a Star Trek fan, but I wanted to see how they were gonna go against the Mandalorian.
And so you only saw one episode, and now your trial's over.
So you saw two episodes. I'm paying for it. And I'm gonna watch the whole season.
So why didn't you just wait till all of it came out, did the free trial?
Because I don't want to wait. Do I look like a person that waits? I've already came three times since I've been here. I don't wait for shit.
You don't look like a person that waits. You also don't look like a person that has enough money to do that.
Oh, I have enough money, Jeff. Can I borrow $5?
So I can finish my subscription of watching Picard.
But here's the thing, is I get shit done.
I mean, I could borrow those episodes from the internet.
Also, make sure you like, comment, and share.
Subscribe.
Sam Wolf, what's up? Cheers.
Joel said he did not watch it. I believe he did not watch it.
I know, but he should watch it. Sam, did you watch the new Picard? Let us know.
Pickard.
Now, let's get into the Super Bowl Disney Plus commercial that everyone saw, except for me, but then Jeff made me watch at the bar, and it's fantastic.
Phantasmal.
I've watched. What's TNG? Teenage Mutant Ninja.
The Next Generation.
Oh yeah,
Star Trek: The Next Generation.
You're so smart.
I know the stuff about it. I just haven't watched it. That's the thing.
All right, so Disney Plus came out with a commercial during the Super Bowl, and Jeff was like, "Watch it," and I was like, "Cool." And then I shit all over the bar.
It was rough. It was
not exciting. We got kicked out. We had to go to the bar next door.
Yeah, he shit in that bar too.
And it was very exciting.
It was not.
Let's talk about some shows coming to that. First one. What is it? WandaVision?
WandaVision.
It's called WandaVision.
That's not the first one coming, but...
No. Not the first one out, but one of the first ones we're going to talk about. WandaVision is... Jeff talks... He talks...
Scarlet...
He talks about the nerd stuff.
It's
nerd.
Like in the Marvel movies, it was Scarlet Witch and Vision kind of had their thing.
But her name's Wanda?
Wanda Maximoff.
I thought it was Scarlet Witch. I thought it was going to be called and Vision.
They called her the Scarlet Witch. Her real name was Wanda Maximoff.
Ooh.
And her brother, Quicksilver, I forget his first name, but was also Maximoff.
What if his name was Slow Maximoff, but they called him Quicksilver?
Slow Jacksmeoff?
There you go. Meehoff, Jack.
Zach.
Okay, so. WandaVision. It's... Do you know anything behind this? Is it before the Avengers? After? Well, didn't he? He's obviously dead, so that's not after.
I don't know a lot of the specifics, but it's supposed to be very different from anything they've done before. You saw the trailer, obviously. It kept showing, like, random different...
Weird! Very much check it out.
Yeah, that's why it was supposed to be different than anything they've done, but I don't know exactly what it's supposed to be.
I heard the showrunners for the new set of Marvel movies said that the Disney Plus Marvel shows will come into play from the movies.
Yep, they're part of the MCU. They're part of the movies.
So it's going to be crazy. You're going to have to watch this, to watch that, to watch this, to watch that, to watch this, to watch that. Where am I going to come, Jeff?
Wherever you want, baby. Pause the subject. Is that how? What stamina? As long as he just keeps hitting that hi-hat, he'll never blow.
That's actually how I made Carrie fall in love with me. I invited her over. I had one hi-hat set up.
What? Just in the middle of the living room. No. Nothing else around it.
Tony Snap did not bring him back. Correct?
They could play it off if they wanted. It wasn't in...
He's not at the end of his funeral.
They were in the last fight, though.
He was?
Vision. He's just talking about Vision?
Yeah, Vision.
I didn't see him there. So
Vision is dead.
They'll do something.
Because he said there's no taking this shit back, bitch. I'll fucking kill this motherfucker. I'm pretty sure that was the lines.
He ate it.
Yeah.
Didn't he?
He ate his whole head.
I don't remember the movie. But.
Shit out the stone and put it in.
It's all dirty and.
It's all wet. Yeah, sometimes it was a different movie that we just made.
I don't remember if we saw the wet.
Anyway, moving on. Captain Falcon and his Wonder Cave?
Wonder Cave. This is Captain Falcon and the Winter Soldier. Jesus.
Yeah, I can't read my handwriting. It looks like Wonder Cave.
That's your writing. I have no idea.
I ran out of room. So, Captain Falcon and a Winter Soldier. Captain Falcon is Captain Planet?
No.
Winter Falcon.
I'd be down with some Winter Falcon, actually. You're pretty sweet. Give fucking Sebastian Bach the... Sebastian Bach.
God. I made you Sebastian, mess up talking.
Sebastian Stan.
Okay, let's talk about it seriously now. All puns set to the side. So, Falcon is now the new
Captain America.
We see him throwing a thing in a tree.
He's practicing with Cap's shield.
Doesn't he have like something better to practice with? Other than random trees?
What's he going to use? Humans or rabbits?
I would set up a scenario where I come in and there's people shooting at me and I'm not going
to... Maybe he was just learning how to use it, John. Do you run into a live fire scenario when you learn how to use a gun?
Yeah.
Just because the United States military does that doesn't mean Captain Falcon has to do that. All right? He'll start in the backyard making sure he can hit a tree.
Joel loves that he's in the Wonder Cave.
I bet Joel loves the Wonder Cave. He'll revisit the Wonder Cave when he gets
comes visit in 25 days. I'll show you a different Wonder Cave you've been to. The GGS Wonder
you'll
Cave.
You'll wish you'd never met. You were in that cave.
I wonder how to get out of this
cave. Yeah, I wonder how to get out of this cave.
So, and then the Winter Soldier is his best friend, and they fucking hold hands while they kill people.
Sounds good to me.
Moving on. Loki.
Yep.
Just Loki. Is a show about
Loki. Yeah.
And do we know anything about it?
Supposedly, it's if you remember Endgame.
Yes.
Do you remember when they went back in time and then Captain America had to steal the Tesseract or Tony did?
Oh, and he took it!
And he took it and popped out.
Yeah, he's gone.
That's supposed to be...
It literally set up the show.
Yeah, that's what it's supposed to be. What I've heard.
So. Hold on, let me write this note down. Motherfuck.
Fuck.
I never thought about that.
That's what the show is supposed to be. That time...
Mikey!
That timeline he created. Because it created a new timeline, because that didn't happen in the original show, so...
All right, you guys movies. Watching, what are you most excited about? Loki, Captain Wonder's Nuts, and the...
God damn. You're ruining probably...
Falcon Cave, or the...
The Wonder Cave, John.
Wanda Stark... WandaVision. You'd let us know. I'm most excited for... honestly, probably...
Captain Vision and the Lokis?
Yeah, them.
Captain Vision Cave?
Probably Captain Falcon. It's like, what's he gonna do? He's not strong. He's not, like, Captain America was strong. He's just a regular guy.
Yeah. Still be interesting. I love me some Winter Soldier, though. Shoot him. I love me some Winter... Someone could have...
No. No. No.
Huh.
No.
No.
You're lying.
No.
They can't. If someone came up and shot Captain America, he'd be like, but he's strong.
He could... Enough bullets would bring him down. It almost did in... Oh, God. Why am I blanking on his second movie?
Winter Soldier.
Winter Soldier. Winter Soldier almost... He shot him, like, 3 or 4 times when they were up in the Hydra big ship.
Mm-hmm.
Almost died.
All right. Let's move on a little...
Although, I want to see... I don't mind seeing... Captain or Falcon flying around with the shield.
Oh, that'd be dope.
Be kind of cool.
Oh, let me ask you. We asked that. What are you most excited for out of those three?
Just because I know it's going to be good. I'm pretty sure Captain Falcon and the Winter Soldier.
It looks dope.
And only.
I'm not like you. I talk shit. I'm not even talking shit. I'm just making fun.
Well, I love the Winter Soldier, and he's kind of got his mind semi back. So
yeah.
He's going to be dope. As long as he keeps his metal arm, does his shit. That one I know will be good. That'll be hard to mess up. Wanda Vision is supposed to be unlike anything else.
It looks crazy.
It can, like, it's either going
to
be
go to YouTube and watch the Disney Plus trailer Super Bowl ad.
Yeah, it's like 30 seconds.
The first part is the Wanda Vision. No, it like shows him in a whole bunch of different scenarios.
No, it's...
that's right. Captain Falcon is the first.
And then... into Wanda, and they jump back and forth, and it kind
of
ends with
but
Loki.
But WandaVision, it looks like a whole bunch of shit's going on there, and I don't get it. I don't know the time. I want to know the timeline. Joel's excited about Loki.
Yeah, because they kind of make WandaVision look like it's like a sitcom setup.
Yeah.
Which is strange.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering how that's going to... Because they don't know anybody else. It's just the two of them. Yeah. It can't be just a two-person
sitcom. But they got that stone. They can trip out like fucking acid, bro. Like, he takes Scarlet out, sticks it in her ass.
Scarlet Witch can do that with just her powers.
Oh, so she's mind-fucking everyone. They're like, where do you want to go tonight?
She's like, we're going to Burger King. But I want it to taste like Wendy's.
Diarrhea.
He's like, I want it to taste like Wendy's. She's like, oh my God. I don't even need to eat to survive because I'm an android. So, this is delicious. Charbroiled. Sure, square patties.
Oh man, I lost my thoughts right there. Found him.
That was one. That's what she does.
Okay,
Scarlet.
It's gonna be different. I like it.
They called her the Scarlet Witch when they introduced her when she was bad in Age of Ultron.
If you remember, Domek. I've watched it a lot of times.
How many times?
8.
Then you would know she's Wanda Maximoff.
No, I don't listen to stuff. Jeff, just because I watch stuff doesn't mean I listen to stuff.
You know
best friends for how long?
Do you know who her father is?
I don't know your real name.
It's true.
Snep Robbins.
Snep Farms?
Yeah. I know you like Jaeger. That's all I know about
you.
That's
all you need to know.
What's that?
You know who Wanda's dad is?
No.
Scarlet Witch's dad and Quicksilver. The Maximoff twins.
Magneto?
Yep.
I did it right?
That's their dad.
Hold on, I'm going to break everything in this fucking room.
Don't break... No! That's my one light! I can't afford it.
If I tried to splinter cell this place, it would be very easy.
That is their dad.
See you, Joe! Thanks for hanging out, buddy. Alright, that's awesome.
You got it right on the first try. That is supposed to be their dad, yeah.
I pulled that because out of my ass,
they
Jeff.
Well, they in
Jeff.
The,
I pulled that.
Well, you may have subconsciously done it because in the X-Men, the future ones,
yeah.
You know, the other Quicksilver,
yeah.
Funny guy kid,
that's his dad.
Yeah.
And that's supposed to be him in this one?
Just different actors, and they can't.
Now my brain
they
hurts.
They can't share the same universe. Because so of
copyright infringements.
Yep. So that's their dad.
All right.
But you can't have it in the MCU.
It makes sense.
Not yet. Until they eventually bring the X-Men to the MCU.
Well, that's the thing that just got passed because now Spider-Man's going to be in Venom 2.
I hope so. That would be really interesting to see how they work that off because I love
Tom Holland. You think or different?
No. If they do Tom Holland, I'm just interested to if they do Tom Holland, I'm really interested to see how
it would have to be real
cause,
dark.
Because when
because his is rated R, Tom's rated G.
Yeah, but I think we probably maybe talked about it when Venom came out, but I loved how they almost made Tom Hardy's Venom seem like the good guy when he's a villain in pretty much all the other stuff.
Yeah, what is it called? Anti-villain.
Like anti-hero.
That? Anti-hero, yeah.
Anti-hero, but he's... Yeah. And then, like, I'm sure with Disney Plus, you can go watch the old Spider-Man stuff. Venom's clearly, like, the bad guy.
Yeah.
That is bad stuff. But in
also, Tom Hardy's... Also, worst fucking Spider-Man ever made, though, so they can definitely just never use that again.
I like the animated series.
Oh, no, animated series! Phenomenal. I'm talking about the Spider-Man... Oh, that's not on Disney Plus. That's Sony.
Yeah, that's on Hulu. I mean... Last I checked, Netflix. It was on Hulu.
It is on Netflix.
Is it on Netflix now?
Yeah.
Oh, because I...
Last the one where he dances down the street and all the girls look at him and he's got his fucking hair like he's listening to My Chemical Romance?
That was 3 with Toby. Yeah.
I hate that. Oh, no, I don't hate that one, but I...
2 was... 2, I liked... Those were underrated.
Doc Ock is the best.
Doc Ock was dope. That's actually... Fun fact. I went to school with Toby's cousin and my dad worked... Or I went to, my dad worked with his father, I think. I forget how it was related.
That's the old paper mill?
But I worked with, I didn't work. I went to grade school with my buddy. His name was J.J. Maguire.
Oh.
And he was related to Tobey Maguire, I think, as a cousin.
Did you SSD?
No, it wasn't a thing. Like, the movie...
S&Ds wasn't a thing back there?
Not in my school with me. Unless I missed something. Hello, see me? Anybody from see me here? Am I the only one that didn't get my dick sucked back in grade school? But his... and my dad knew, like, his dad or his uncle because he worked with him. And he... That was, like, a big thing. Then, like, when Toby made... The first Spider-Man movie,
yeah.
Did that? He made $1 million. Second one was like 25 million.
Yeah, hell yeah. Oh, yeah.
I remember that was like a big thing.
And the first one's the best one ever.
The second one, I like this. The first and the second.
Yeah, the second one is my favorite.
And the third,
dude, the fights with him and Doc Ock are the best fights in a movie.
I mean, you had fucking
the slow motion when he like goes to that one, he's falling off the building and shit. You can't beat it!
I like all the Spider-Man movies. It's just, they...
I don't like the one with Jamie Foxx.
I still liked all of them.
He likes it all because he's a nerd. I like...
I like some more than others, but...
Yeah.
It's, like, the third one got kind of weird. I think they... what's his face was a
horrible Venom.
His own Venom, but... Yeah,
dude,
I mean
that 70s show is not. I'm not scared of you.
Yeah,
if that 70s show guy had a gun to my head, I'd be like, even while he shot my fucking head off, he'd be like, I still don't believe this is happening.
No, worst bets.
Yeah, it would end with me queefing on him.
Well, that's how your life's gonna end anyway. Queefing on wherever.
Let's move on.
In your hospital bed.
Let's talk about new Final Fantasy VII remake trailer.
You got a trailer because they got it delayed. That was the problem.
Oh, now who's calling the shot? Damn it! We all know
the year of
Final
the
Fantasy VII.
The year of the delay here.
Delayed. But I just want to say one thing. It looks dope. We see Red 13. That little cat tiger guy.
Oh, I didn't watch it yet. So.
First trailer for that. Him coming aboard. Everyone was like, how's he going to look? We get to see that.
Like that.
It's going to be awesome. I mean, I don't understand what they're going to fucking do. Because you know how Final Fantasy VII was three discs?
Right.
I think it's going to be DLCs.
Was it three or four?
It's three.
I mean, nowadays they could literally put it on a flash drive.
What I think they're going to do is, like, the first disc is the game. But they just, like, make it huge. And then DLC, like, the second disc and the third disc. Because that's what they did in Final Fantasy XV, man. It's, like, four fucking extra stories.
That was, like, 60 gigs of shit.
There's no way the whole story...
This is, like, 450 megabytes of story.
We're gonna go till Aerith dies by Sephiroth.
There's no way.
And then it's gonna...
What they should do, whole game, right out the gate, and then introduce new side stuff.
Like build on it?
Like brand new, but play in that old...
What do you think businesses do nowadays, Jeff? Do they do that? Think about what you're asking and say, what would a business do?
That's...
DLC, the two discs, and after Aerith dies... Or Ares, whatever you want to fucking say. That's the end of the first game.
Okay. So say you had your full game on one disc.
Yeah.
And then they released DLC, brand new Final Fantasy VII content.
Rise Aerith for $5.
No. A full another $40, like, story.
I would love it. You know I'm gonna love it either way.
I know. I'm just saying, if they charge you little microtransactions for the second ones...
I'd buy every microtransaction there is.
I know, most people would. But I think it would be dope if they continued or expanded on that story 20, 50 years
ago. Are you going to play it? Do I have to buy it for you to play it? Because you're going to play it. It's a rhetorical question. You're going to play it. If you don't fucking play it, I'll kill you. Even jot it down.
Is it that easy?
Yeah.
Can you kill me now?
So I will buy it for you, if you want to buy it, let me know. But I want you to play it at the same time I'm playing it, so we can talk about it. This is going to be a huge part of my life, Jim.
It depends. I have to be The Witcher. Are you playing through The Witcher, John?
You have 4 months.
That's a lot of Witcher.
You're going to do it. You're going to do it, Jeff.
Yeah, a lot of Witcher, John.
You're going to do it.
Yeah. I love it.
Yeah. All right. Pause it. We'll take them in the restroom while I beat up. I mean, make a drink. You pause that. We'll get into this week in Overwatch. I have a lot to talk about. One thing.
It's one thing. Screaming into the mic for 20 minutes right now.
No, no.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That.
Yeah. I want to get my lip. What is it? Jesus, you want me to pause or you want me to...
You pause.
This week in Overwatch. There we go. It's been a while. Does it feel good, John? Does it hurt? Are you about to die?
I want to talk about something real quick.
Well, first, you haven't done that in a while.
It feels good to say it. It's been 6 months since I've said that. We didn't do it last time.
No.
I have one note on here. So I've been playing a lot of Overwatch lately. We have a great Monday supporter Overwatch troop.
He loves it. It's nice, but not too much. I love a lot of it, Patrick. That's my problem.
He loves the Jaeger.
I love the Jaeger.
So let's say you're getting into an Overwatch game and there's character select, okay?
Right.
Then you go to the character Bastion, right? If you pick Bastion, I want to tell you this. Fuck you!
Oh, God. Here we go.
Okay? You're a piece of shit. All you do is sit there and spam Papa Jeff. Not you. The other Papa Jeff. Kaplan. What are you doing? Bastion has been toxic for 6 seasons now. He can mow down an entire team by himself and then heal himself. And you don't think that's a problem? You don't want to nerf him at all? His bullets? Anything. Anything. Hold on. I got one set up. Fuck Bastion. Oh, and while I'm at it, fuck Bastion, okay? Because every time Bastion is on another team, he kills us. Bastion on my team sucks all the dicks. I made that surround sound for your ears.
I would want someone to suck all the dick on my team. Because then it would suck.
It's a metaphorical team.
Oh.
How's Overwatch going for you, Jeff?
I haven't played in a while.
You gotta sit up. You can't relax. Lunar, I was. Well, I didn't.
You, no one wants to see that. You were going on your rant, so I was leaning back, letting you do your thing.
I'm just so mad at it. Like, you don't think he should be nerfed or anything? You think he's fine? No, there's no fucking way you think he's fine. He just shouldn't be touched at all. He can literally mow down an entire squad by himself.
He could do, well, low level,
there's
yeah.
There's no one else that can do it. There's no one else that can do that.
But it's funny that you just complain about, he just sits there and spams, but you play Junkrat. And that's all Junkrat does is spams. Yes. That's all Junkrat does.
Junkrat is the hardest character to maneuver and play. He takes the most technique. And precision is literally Junkrat's middle name. Junk precision rat.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I don't, that's not,
here I am.
I don't think that's.
I'm a turret. 300 fucking balls. You're a tank. It doesn't matter. Sitting. Oh, you get Zarya Orb. I'm going to eat right through it. Oh,
sitting,
you get.
Sitting still.
I have 200 bullets. I've already eaten through half of your fucking assholes. No. Junkrat? No. You cannot take a whole team down. Bastion, you can. That needs to be changed. Agree or disagree?
Disagree.
Why?
Because that's only low-level people that don't know how to take care of it.
I can't play tank and Junkrat at the same time.
That's right. Though, so if you can do your tank job right. And
I do my tank job right, and he eats through me, and the DPS does nothing.
Then that's not your fault.
I die, though, and I lose SR for it.
It's your team. It's not you, then. If you're doing your job right.
So you're saying I should report? Or are you saying I should fly individually to each one's house and punch them in the face like they're in the James
Bond? I guess the problem, you could say, with Bastion is it takes coordination to take down a Bastion that's
it
playing with their
me
team.
It takes lobbing grenades as a Junkrat to take down a Bastion. We're playing Capture the Flag. Guess what? You got a Bastion set up over there. He's dead.
I'm talking about regular play, not.
Yeah.
Capture the Flag. I haven't even played Capture the Flag.
But they have a sweet-ass Capture the Flag.
Yeah, it's the Blitz one.
Blitz is fun as fuck.
I haven't played because none of the lunar events always been and none of the skins really blew my skirt up, so I was like, it's time.
Jeff's been playing his little Modern Warfare.
Time for The Witcher.
Modern Warfare is off-stream. He's got all the golden guns.
Oh, my shotgun golden guns.
Yeah, he just posted that. It's gonna be tomorrow's Instagram post, baby.
Got my platinum shotgun. Now I'm gonna do marksman rifle. It's kind of fun. I just renamed my entire loadout. It used to be shotguns, shoddy. I just renamed it to shipment. So it's everything I do on shipment.
Check this out. You'll love this. Shoddy Pippins.
That's pretty good.
Yeah,
that's pretty good. Mm-hmm. I had my old Modern Warfare 2 when. The noob tubes were a big thing.
Yeah.
I made a loadout built all around it, like scavenger, M4. So it was just reload and bloop, called it bloop bloop.
Nice.
It was like a bloop, bloop. Yep. Pick up scavenger some more grenades.
Because you never run out.
With the scavenger on that one, it was amazing. I called it bloop bloop and just wrecked everyone. Get nukes on Nuke House or Nuke Town.
I think I'm just ready for Overwatch 2, man. I'm just ready for it. I think that they're not putting out a lot of content for the regular Overwatch because they're all focused on that. I don't want to get down on it because I love Overwatch. And like I said, supporter games are some of the funnest times that I have playing Overwatch. But I think I'm just ready for the next step. And it doesn't look like they're pumping or caring enough about this game anymore. You know what? It's like, oh, whatever, whatever, whatever. Just feed them until they get the...
Well, it was... I mean, if they had, like, this, like skins I actually wanted, I'd probably play it. But none of them were great to me. And they don't have, like, the PvE this event.
The best skin is Moira's, probably.
Yeah.
Her dragon face.
I didn't even bother to get that. I Brigitte's skin wasn't too bad either. But
I got all of them.
I saw
all
that
of them except for Sombra. Which hers is
Sombra's is probably the most innovative and creative. Because her shit changes with her and all that crap. That was really cool, but even though I was like, I don't fucking play Sombra, so.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, when am I ever going to use that? I'll win it. I'm
when not you, in Mystery Heroes, when you get Sombra as a Mystery Hero.
For 4 seconds and then die.
Yeah. Basically.
Yeah. All right, let's go to main segment.
But,
we can hit pause on that, but we got drinks.
I do love... Yeah, too. For PvE, I love co-op stuff versus PvP more.
Yeah.
Which is mostly what Overwatch 2 is going to be. And then...
And I would love that!
I hope they bring crossplay over to that. Because that doesn't matter at all. Like, if you're playing together against computers, who gives a fuck if you're on... computer or console.
But look, I think, but if they mix it well, like how Modern Warfare is, dude, I dunk on people that are PC all the fucking time.
There's still plenty of bad people on PC.
Huh?
There's still plenty of bad people on PC. So.
Like, yeah, you got your good people and then you got your good people on console. If they mix it right and they fix it right, it could be a balanced experience.
And you can
turn
it on.
That's what they're trying to go for?
You can turn it on and off on Modern Warfare too, so you should. They could probably do the same thing.
Turn it off.
No, I know, but you
like
can.
I dunking on them because I think they're fucking the master race.
I can't. Sometimes sometimes I get in those console games where that's kind of what happens.
Well, that's
it's very rare, but I get in there and I'm just like,
"That's fine. I got nothing bad about it. I just like being on the upside about when I dunk on everyone and I see PC, PC, PC. I'm like, check that ass off.
I still love it. People talk so much shit too. Like when you get in that lobby. This fucking... I immediately just, like, because mine's PC, they're like, oh, we got a PC fag here, boys.
Dude,
PC fag.
PC.
I'm like, they're like, how's it feel of spending all your money to play Modern Warfare? Like, they feel like they're talking down to me.
Not
they don't even
PC.
Care.
Sorry.
It's great.
I didn't even say PC. I just mean Modern Warfare lobbies are just toxic right out the... I mean, I accidentally unmuted one... Me and Jeff played yesterday. I accidentally... unmuted one lobby, and as soon as I did it, they're like, you're gay, bro! You're gay!
I didn't know that you're... Because you're always on the open mic with console, talking to the stream and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And we played a bunch of games, and no one said anything. So I was wondering if it was just like, since we're in a party, maybe it was just us? And then we got in that game, and these kids were like, dude, shut the fuck up.
Yeah,
like, stop talking. Is that John John's
talking?
Stop talking.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I guess everybody can hear him.
They need to make party chat for cross-platform.
That's what I thought it was. But apparently, most people just ignore or have the chat turned off, so they don't hear you.
No, here's what I do.
Listen.
R3, mute. Entire lobby. Then I have to go to you and unmute you. It's very tedious. It's very tedious.
It's not that bad. It's worth it to not hear everybody else.
Well, it's very worth it. But there should be a party chat where anyone in your party, you just have a chat. You can switch it on.
You can do that in the type chat. That's where you're like, oh, can everybody type in that chat?
Well, obviously they can.
You can type to there's match. You can type to the entire match. You can type to your party.
How?
That's why it's different colors. So, I don't know what the controls are on console, but you can switch it on PC, where if you just bring up the chat box on PC, you hit tab, it'll be like match, tab, you switch, it'll turn green for party, or you can hit tab.
I don't have that option.
There's a button, though, because I saw a screenshot that'll switch through it.
I don't have time for that, Jeff.
You can talk to the whole match, you can talk to your party, which is us, grouped, or you can talk to your team.
Carrie's calling me.
Oh, no. What does Carrie want? Where's
the podcast? What's the matter? Why? We gotta get a baby. We gotta get a baby gate for the doggy.
Oh god, we're gonna pause it right here for just a second.
So there.
We're going to main segment.
After you're done. What am I looking up?
After... Why is it still going?
Because that's what I told you I was going to do.
Why?
Because.
I'm confused. It's
an awkward segment.
Oh, no. Here, I can tell you what just happened. So, sometimes when you have dogs, they poo-poo-pee-pee on the floor. This time when you have dogs, they poo-poo-pee-pee on our pillowcases. Last night, Carrie went upstairs to go to bed with the girls, and her little dog had noticed she was a little cute chihuahua.
38 years old. Older than John.
Jesus Christ. Her paws date back to the beginning of an era. She pissed all over the pillowcases, pillows, and comforters. So, she goes to Walmart, buys brand new pillows, brand new comforters, brand new everything. Tonight, that's what I just got a call about. Carrie goes up there to go to sleep. She's got to work early in the morning. 4:30, she's got to wake up. And there's a bright, shiny, glistening mound of piss all over the brand new sheets, pillows, pillowcases. We love animals. Just say that. And that's all I guess. We love animals. Animals are good.
Animals are great.
And, you know, everyone should go buy animals.
Your animals?
Do you want a free animal? Because I know someone who knows someone that has a 300-year-old chihuahua. That does not piss on pillows. All right, we're going into the main segment. We'll see you in a minute.
Are we?
Pause it.
Are we, John?
You know it. I'm pause it. Main segment. That's right, folks. We've hit the main segment. Today, it's Mandalorian. Maybe, probably, I will go ahead and say this out loud, the largest show on a streaming network, other than Stranger Things. I think it beat it. I think it did.
Witcher beat
Mandalorian. Oh, Witcher beat Stranger Things.
Witcher beat Mandalorian.
It did beat
I don't know about Stranger Things. But.
Well, if it beat Mandalorian, then it beat Stranger Things, because Mandalorian beat Stranger Things. So that's the top dog right now. It goes Witcher, Mandalorian, Stranger Things. But today we're talking about Mandalorian. Disney Plus's kick to the balls of, hey, we're here. We're a streaming service that can verse Netflix. And we're going to do a good job. Okay? Jeff, can you pull up the IMBD of ye old Mandalorian?
Sure, so John. Get this. What do you want to know?
I want to know.
What
everything.
You want? What?
Everything. Oh,
that's not the way we're going with that.
You've ever thought of. No, okay. So, Mandalorian. First, Jeff, you watched it all?
Yep.
Scale of 1 to 10, what do you grade it?
It's a good 8.
8?
Yep.
I give it a good 10.
Solid 8.
I give it a good 10.
You would.
Because I have a huge...
Ego. Sorry. No, I got him.
Winner.
Damn it. It's on, it's on record. Son of a bitch.
All right. Here's why I love it, Jeff. I'm going to just do a quick synopsis before we get into it. Okay.
Synopsisize me, John.
He kills people. Then he goes levels up his armor.
Very true.
Then he kills more people. Guess what he does? Goes back, levels up his armor. Then he finds a baby. Loves him.
I mean, those.
Levels up his armor.
He
it's
does
not
no,
any...
Contradicting
order.
Wrong. Yeah, that's right. There we go. All right, there we go.
This is an order that I want to say.
All right, careful.
Okay?
It's working.
Murders people, levels up his armor. He cares about how he looks. He is a diva.
True.
Or
true.
How anyone would play an RPG. Because guess what? You meet someone, fight someone, They come into your team, you get a little coin, and you level up your armor. That's why I love it. It's an RPG, baby. We're all in this together. That's all I have to say. Just psych! Jeff, how badass is The Mandalorian? First episode.
It's pretty dope. It's pretty dope. Not enough Gina Carano, but it's pretty dope.
He just wants to say Gina Carano.
She's amazing.
Did you know she was going to be in it?
Yeah. Yeah, I knew she was going to be in it.
The IMDb.
Because they
announced it. IMDb. What you know about me? Gina Carano. Gina Carano. Mm-hmm. So, okay. Alright, let's let Jeff talk about Gina Carano. Please tell us all that you love about
her.
Who is she first, for those who you don't know?
Gina Carano is now an actress. Originally one of the first female UFC fighters. Transitioned after that.
What was the first big movie she was in, Jeff? Deadpool!
Let's look it up.
Deadpool!
It could. That would, I mean, the.
If I don't know her from anything else, she hasn't been in anything else, Jeff. It's what I consider to be big.
Then yes, Deadpool.
And who is she in Deadpool?
Gina Carano.
What's her name?
Gina Carano.
In Deadpool.
Gina.
Isn't it? Oh, I don't know her name in Deadpool.
There you go. I just know she's Gina Carano.
I think she's Hard Punchy Bitch.
Hard Punchy Bitch.
Pretty sure that's her street.
That sounds like an X-Men name.
Yeah.
You might be right.
In Deadpool, at least.
In Deadpool, at least.
So, Gina Carano's in it.
Let me see. Well, there's some other stuff. Oh, apparently she was in Fast and Furious. I haven't seen those. So.
Which one? 5 through 8 or 8 through 16?
6.
No one saw that.
I didn't see
20 million people.
I didn't see any of them, so
I actually remember that now that you said that.
I haven't seen any of them because
they're
car shows and I don't care.
Jeff. Other than Gina Carano, right?
What else is there?
Baby Yoda.
Got back.
Baby Yoda. Can we talk about Baby Yoda for a 1.5 seconds?
Oh, no shit. Hold on. Video game related.
Yeah.
She was a voice actress in Command & Conquer Red Alert in 2008. I was completely unaware of that.
The fuck play that game?
I did.
I did.
Command & Conquer? Oh, you weren't a PC guy.
Yeah.
Command & Conquer is a staple RTS game back in the day.
Oh, God. Can you stop Googling her for 10 seconds? And
I can't, John.
It's not that cool.
You don't understand.
She's a lesbian anyway. You can't have sex with her.
She's
not a
lesbian. She's married.
To a dude.
It's not me. That's
a lesbian.
Problem. Exactly. Exactly.
All right. So Baby Yoda. Baby Yoda, cutest fucking thing we've ever seen. We love Baby Yoda.
Yep.
Let me ask you this. Does Baby Yoda have to stay alive through this whole thing for this thing to work?
Yeah. Kinda.
Like,
I mean, not. I mean,
Baby Yoda. Are we gonna see Baby Yoda goes like teenagers? Is Home Improvement? Is Tim the Toolman Taylor gonna be the next fucking
Mandalorian? Will be dead before the Baby Yoda gets to his teenage years.
So then Tim the Toolman Taylor comes in.
I like where with you're going Al with this. Borman as a Jedi.
As a Jedi.
Jedi robes.
Yeah, and he's like the same age as Jonathan Taylor Thomas was. In Home Improvement.
I like where this is.
This is where this is teenage years. Okay, I think he might be about 250 during these.
Yeah.
Maybe 350.
350. I would say
350. 350.
450.
Yeah. So, Jonathan Thomas starts playing Baby Yoda. Yeah. Exactly. We're writing the new script. Jon Favreau, listen to us. Jonathan Taylor Thomas. Tim the Toolman Taylor and whoever the fuck plays Al Borland, call them. They're going to be in season 3. Because he's got to grow up sometime. He can't be cute little Baby Yoda forever. Or can he? Is that his aging process?
Yeah.
Does that have 7 seasons with him, little cutie?
Works for me. Bart hasn't aged a day in 15 and a half seasons or whatever fuck they're at.
That is a fictional thing.
So that's not real. This one's real. Yeah. Based on a true story. Mm-hmm. Zodiac Killer? Yeah. Ted Bundy.
You've never met Anakin Skywalker.
Doesn't go to Phillies very often. And has not been to level one.
Level one.
Gilbert.
Hey, yo. 2 Chainz was there.
I heard the people next to me talking about that. They wouldn't shut up about it. That's the reason I couldn't hear it.
Can I tell you what I think? I don't think 2 Chainz was there. I think that white people just saw a person of color wearing 2 Chainz.
really tall guy.
And
he was hard to... I was kind
of... assumed that he was the rapper.
I was kind of impressed with how tall he was.
That individual didn't say he wasn't the rapper. So there's like, there's black and white and there's gray. I think there's a gray area where he just didn't say he wasn't 2 Chainz. Because I don't think he was. I don't think 2 Chainz was at level one in Gilbert. Okay? I mean...
I kind of like to believe it, but...
I would love to believe it. But I...
It has zero effect on me.
Yeah.
Because they're all big 2 Chainz fan. I'm all, yeah, he's got the music song that he
recorded. Now, maybe if it was T-Pain.
T-Pain. Different story.
Then I would have quit my job and drank with him all night.
It's like a bark.
Sorry, it was a raptor bite.
A raptor bite.
All right. So Baby Yoda, never going to die. Check.
Nope.
How badass is Mandalorian? Check. Jeff quiffs everywhere. Check. Oh, let's talk about stormtroopers having personalities in the last episode.
That's pretty good, yeah.
Who played stormtroopers again? Jason
Sudeikis?
Sudeikis?
And... I don't know the other guy.
That's what I need for, Jeff!
I don't even know what he was from.
He's from a lot of things. He's from New Girl. He's from that doctor show. That's why I need you, Jeff. Okay. Damn. What's his name?
Oh, hold on. Gina Carano.
Oh, God. Go down. Scroll. Who's Nick Nolte?
Nick Nolte is the voice of this. I have spoken.
That's him?
Nick Nolte. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
God damn it.
Ladies and gentlemen, I just found out. So I don't Google everything. I just like to watch stuff.
Fucking little garbage. It's in the credits.
I thought it was a misprint.
For 3 episodes. I'm sorry. They just misprinted it 12 times.
I've spoken. Adam Pally, right there.
Adam Pally, bike scouter number 2.
So that scene.
2 episodes. Oh, the
ones when they punched Baby Yoda.
No, yeah, but I didn't know they counted the episode where they were just on the bikes and didn't say anything.
No. That's the one where they. So Jason Sudeikis.
Well, that's why it says 2 episodes.
And Adam Pally.
Yes.
So we finally. Other than Finn from the Star Wars movies that stopped being a stormtrooper. This is the first time.
And his little girlfriend at the other one. Oh, you didn't see the newest one.
No.
Okay.
Oh, I'm there's
another one.
Oh, I ain't saying the name.
There's another one, John.
Well, I ain't saying it yet.
You find out there's more stormtroopers like him that defected. I mean, you only meet one, but they say there's a bunch that have done the same thing, so. Fuck John.
So anyway, we finally get some funny personalities to these guys. And then they get instantly murdered by a robot, which is great.
But before that is even greater when they try to do a little target practice on a rock before anyone shows up. And it kind of killed me a little bit. Cause
it was hilarious.
It was so great. they could not hit a rock that was 2 feet away.
And that's the real thing?
I know.
They can't?
They played on the joke, and it was amazing.
And it was amazing.
It was amazing.
It was great.
Yeah.
So, let me ask you this. Is Jon Favreau the new Stan Lee in terms of keeping our imaginations alive? He has a lot to do with the Marvel. He has a lot to do with Star Wars. I'm not comparing them together. I'm comparing them as keeping our dreams alive. Because I want to say that he is.
If he keeps his longevity close to Stan's,
Do you think it's going anywhere? I would say yeah. He's been pretty prominent in everything we've seen.
He's been prominent in most of the Iron Man movies. I think he directed...
He's directed...
Two of them, or...
Whether he's directed or produced, he's been in every single
Marvel
movies, but I think since he directed Iron Man.
Yeah, that's why I'm like, if he can keep... He did... Yeah.
So how much longevity do you need? That's 10 years.
Stanley was like 90.
Well...
Started an entire
that's
legacy.
That's why I'm like, not trying to compare them, like...
And he didn't create... he created the Mandalorian, yes. Iron Man, no. I don't know everything he's done, but I know he kind of created this Elf. Mandalorian character.
He created Elf with Will Ferrell, and that's the best thing he's ever...
John is honking now. That's all we've got left. We've got nothing. Got nothing left.
Yeah, so, new Mandalorian, Will Ferrell's coming in, playing the Elf, with Robert Downey Jr.
Robert Downey Jr. Is that the...
What? I'm horny.
What?
What?
Call Carrie. She's real mad. She's probably in the mood.
That's the last
thing. To murder that D.
Hey, I know you're cleaning up dog piss for the past hour. You ready for this?
You ready for 17 seconds of sweaty coitus? Make that 4 seconds.
Don't know none of that.
Nobody.
Wrong. I think that was don't nobody want none of that.
Yeah, mark that right down there. In your little notebook.
Oh, how many seasons before we get off this and get on me?
Oh God. They can't see. They can't see.
I know.
They can't see.
That's behind the scenes.
Yeah. Behind the scenes.
Behind the
scenes. Where he's thrusting on my bed after he shit on it.
Are we intruding on Jason's time? No, we're not. It's only 7:30.
No.
How many seasons do you think they got out of this? Tremillion?
The Mandalorian?
Tremillion seasons? Or three?
I'm going to go with...
How much can you love Baby Yoda, really? Is really the answer.
Oh, okay.
Is it 6 seasons or 3 seasons before that motherfucker dies?
How much can you love Baby Yoda? 6 is a good number. 6 seasons of Baby Yoda will work.
Okay. Because right now he's fresh. Everyone loves him. He's so fucking cute. I want the pop. I want him to pop in my mouth. Is this I?
No, hello?
No one's watching. No one's perfect. Pop, motherfucker, pop in his mouth, bitch. Yeah, exactly. Oh, but we are that. But if I... Because guess what? I don't care. Yeah, Mandalorian, good. Let's get into shout-outs. We don't have a soundbite for that.
There's no soundbite for shout-outs.
But guess what? There's this for shout-outs. I love everyone. Make sure you support our page by going to supporter badge, hitting that, and then that's how you know that you love us.
It's the only way you can love us.
It's the only way you can love us.
There's no other way to love.
But likes, shares. Make sure you hit that like share button right there.
That was needed.
I love that we did this live. It's good for us. It's good to get in front of the camera. We're working on some big things. We're going to start doing this in front of the camera.
What is that?
All the time.
What are you doing?
I'm getting ready.
For what?
You know it.
I don't.
To you guys that hung out with us, I appreciate it.
Oh, God.
We love you.
Fuck you, Siri. You are the wind beneath my wings. Oh, thank you. Oh, wow.
So now you feel bad.
Now I feel bad.
I don't know how to get this away.
Just tap it.
Tap?
No, the home button.
Well.
The home button on the phone.
Oh.
There you go. Good.
All right, I'm here.
God fucking damn it, John.
This is John John.
And yeah.
And we love you so much. Thanks for watching, you guys. I promise we'll be better.
We won't.
It's going to be just kidding. Shitty it's a as false ever. Claim. It's gonna be I love you, though.
That was on my bed. Garbage. Was that on the stream?
Yeah.
You still don't have the stream off?
Yeah.
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 You okay? Yeah, alright.
We got so much cool stuff right there.
Alright, I can't end the podcast until you do a drum outro, John. You know that. So.
Just you got
what? Jude.
Oh, they made Jordan delete his PSN name. He got reported. So he added a...
Oh, no. Finally?
Yeah. But look at that. Do you read that?
You gotcha.
With the E.
Jordan response. I like it. I like it.
Phenomenal.
I like it.
All right. No. Oh, we got. Oh,
that's what I'm saying. Oh, we can't end it until you do your drum outro. I'm not done yet. You gotta keep going. You gotta make up for it.
Jeff has a small car. What? Jeff has a small car. What? Psych!
Ooh, wow. Really going for it there. Yeah, damn.
I love you guys! Check us out on Facebook, iTunes, YouTube! What's up? I don't know.